And a very good morning to you. It is Friday morning, the 13th of May, the year 2022. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go straight to the Old Testament, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, and I'm reading from verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yahweh the Lord is everlasting strength. And then John chapter 14, verse 27, one of my favorite verses, the Lord Jesus says, my peace give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, and neither be afraid. You know, we can only trust in someone that we know. We can only know someone by spending time with them. And then when you really know someone, you will obey them. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, I was very privileged to speak to a large group of students at one of South Africa's prestigious universities. It was an evening service. It was packed out shoulder to shoulder, people standing outside. The praise and worship was amazing. I knew that I was speaking to Christians. And then I asked them a question. I said, how many of you had a quiet time this morning? How many of you this morning spent time reading your Bible, praying, and spending time in the presence of Jesus? The place went quiet. I said, I want you to be honest with me. And that's why I love students so much. They're so soft. They're so open. They want to learn, and they're so honest. If you did not have a time with Jesus this morning, can you please put up your hand? Oh, folks, my heart broke. Over 80% of those young students never had a quiet time that morning. I said, how can you believe God for revival if you don't spend time with him? Well, the pastor told me, one of my spiritual sons, he said to me, his daughter is also at the residence. And she said, the next morning, Dad, she couldn't find a place where she could have a quiet time because everybody, everybody was up spending time with Jesus. I've got a picture for you. A little girl, maybe 3-4 years old, in her swimming suit. She's so proud. She's at the swimming pool with her big, strong dad. He's in the deep end. He's in the water. And she's standing on the edge. And he's got his big, strong arms out. And he says to this little thing, come on, darling, just jump and I'll catch you. And she's jumping up and down. Oh, Dad, I'm so scared. I'm so scared. Come on, you can do it. And then she closes her eyes like all girls do. And she just ran into the pool. And her dad caught her with his big, strong, hairy arms and pulled her into his ample bosom and just loved her. He was so proud of her. That's what Jesus wants you and I to do today. Do you remember that beautiful old hymn, Trust and Obey? And when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. Oh, while we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So as you go out today, trust and obey, because there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Jesus bless you, and goodbye.